Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast for October 12th, 2023. I'm your host, John Lothian. In this podcast, we provide an overview of the content featured in today's John Lothian newsletter. We'll cover insights from the hits and takes section, share stories from the first read section, highlight the top three stories from the previous newsletter edition, and delve into the first three stories featured in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the proud home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We invite you to explore our extensive collection of trading history videos on the MarketsWiki Education page at johnlothiannews.com. This includes the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Sometimes it is not what a press release says, but what it doesn't say that speaks the loudest. Such was the case yesterday when CBOE announced Cboe Global Markets announces new leadership appointments to support continued global growth. Nowhere in that announcement was the news that Ariane Adams, formerly Cboe's head of derivatives, who was replaced by Catherine Clay, had left the company. Bloomberg read through the unwritten message and confirmed with Cboe that Adams had left the company in a story titled, Cboe Shakes Up Top Leadership as Ariane Adams Leaves the Firm. Adams' departure follows that of former Cboe CEO Ed Tilley, who resigned in September after an investigation found he, quote, did not disclose personal relationships with colleagues which violated Cboe's policies, unquote. With the Cboe stock up as much as 8% at its all-time highs on Tuesday since Tilley's resignation, my theory about Cboe being bait rather than shark keeps getting more relevant. It also makes you wonder whether factions on the board who wanted to sell the company while options trading was hot or for other reasons were fighting against the CEO who did not want to sell. When I look at the composition of the Cboe board, it looks a lot like a group put together to sell the exchange. I can understand how this board, or a strong faction on it, may have come to that conclusion. I expect the open market Cboe auction to continue. CIBC, where Robinhood Foundation co-founder Peter Borish is a board member, donated $100,000 to provide immediate humanitarian aid following the recent terrorist attacks in Israel. Stephen Forbes, Executive Vice President, Purpose Brand and Corporate Affairs, CBIC, said, quote, the horrific events that have unfolded in the last few days have created a dire need for humanitarian assistance to support those affected by the recent attacks and escalating conflict, unquote. A Fortune story says it costs a worker $51 in expenses to return to the office for a day's work, and it's $71 if they have a pet. A worker in a hybrid schedule has costs of $36 per day. This weekend, a Ring of Fire eclipse will occur on October 14th, and the skies will darken and knock out as much as 28,300 gigawatts of solar generation. This will be a big test for Texas and California, where the states will see major power reductions as a result of the eclipse, Bloomberg reports. Tradeweb published a new blog post, How Hedge Fund Clients Are Pioneering Sophisticated New Strategies with Automated Trading, by Jason Giunta, Managing Director, Head of Hedge Fund Sales, Tradeweb. Last night, my brother-in-law, Brian Howard, hosted my wife, Cheryl, Jeff Bergstrom, Cheryl and Brian's brother, and me, along with Brian's husband, Brad, at the Night of 1,000 Jack-O-Lanterns at the Chicago Botanic Garden. This is a sold-out program, but a really cool program of 1,000 good-sized jack-o'-lanterns lit along the walkway of the garden with themed large jack-o'-lanterns like the one pictured below. My late mother-in-law, Betty Bergstrom, used to be the head of development for the garden and raised millions of dollars to help it grow into what it is today. Jane Goodlin, Group Head of Sustainability for the London Stock Exchange Group, will host a webinar featuring a panel of experts November 8th, 2023 at 8 o'clock Eastern Time discussing the upcoming UN Climate Change Conference, COP28. In this webinar, experts will discuss what to expect from COP28 in the areas of climate disclosure and transition plans, the role of carbon markets, and COP28 Net Zero Atlas. Learn more and register with a link in today's newsletter. Our most read stories yesterday on JLN Options were CBOE shakes up top leadership as Ariane Adams leaves the firm from Bloomberg. Cboe Global Markets announces new leadership appointments to support continued global growth from CBOE. And CME Group T-bill futures surpassed 6,000 contracts in first week of trading from CME Group. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have our second video from our FIA Expo coverage. CQG leadership addresses the state of the second half and industry trends at FIA Expo. John Lothian News conducted an exclusive video interview at the FIA Expo in Chicago with CQG President Ryan Maroney and Senior Vice President Pat Kenny. The interview delved into the current state of CQG and explored industry trends, shedding light on the company's strategic direction. And watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Business Insider. Elon Musk's X could face expulsion from Europe over Israeli Gaza disinformation, EU official says. Quote, these are not empty threats. An EU official has warned that X, the social media platform owned by Elon Musk, could be banned from Europe if it fails to comply with EU rules over disinformation amid the Israeli-Gaza conflict. Quote, these are not empty threats, unquote, MEP Stephanie Jan-Korten said in a statement sent to Insider. In a letter signed by Thierry Breton, the European Commissioner for the Internal Market, the EU said on Tuesday that the Commission had, quote, indications, unquote, the platform was being used to, quote, disseminate illegal content and disinformation in the EU, unquote, over Hamas's attacks against Israel. My comment. The banks who lent him money to buy Twitter/X are going to have to write off the entire amount before long if he keeps destroying the company like this. Here's a story from the Financial Times. The headline, X Barclays chief Jess Staley banned for misleading watchdog over Epstein. UK lender says former boss must now forfeit £17.8 million in deferred pay and bonuses. Jess Staley, the former Barclays boss, has received the first regulatory ban for actions taken as chief executive of a major UK bank after he allegedly misled the watchdog about his past relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. The UK Financial Conduct Authority said on Thursday it would ban Staley from holding senior positions in financial services and fine him £1.8 million for, quote, recklessly approving two misleading statements about the nature of his relationship, unquote, with deceased sex offender Epstein, with whom he had close ties during his time at JP Morgan Chase before he joined the UK lender. My quote, he is no longer on a ticket to ride. Here's a story. Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top story Wednesday was a tie between the best places to drink if you can't get into the world's 50 best bars and immediate methane cuts can prevent nearly a million premature deaths, IEA says, both from Bloomberg. Second was the CBOE press release. CBOE Global Markets announces new leadership appointments to support continued global growth. See John Natsmi comments on the release above. Third was a tie between another Bloomberg story, Fear and Anger Follow the Path of Joe Manchin's Mountain Valley Pipeline, and the Financial Times, Volodymyr Zelensky seeks to shore up Ukraine's support amid Israel-Hamas war. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from the Financial Times. The headline is SEC poised to shine light on short selling with stock loan disclosure. Securities lenders would be forced to report deals within 15 minutes under proposed U.S. rule. Short sellers and other market participants will have to quickly disclose deals to borrow securities under rules expected to be adopted by U.S. financial watchdogs this week as part of a broad regulatory push for greater market transparency. Investors, typically hedge funds wagering that securities will fall in value, known as short selling, need to borrow stocks and bonds to make the bets before returning them to their owners. Here's a story from USA Today. The trial of crypto king SBF is the Enron scandal of millennials. Over the past 20 years, according to authors Gretchen Morgenson and Joshua Rosner, the number of federal white-collar prosecutions fell by half. Think of the limited prosecutions following the 2008 financial crisis as proof. The question now is whether the high-profile trial of cryptocurrency magnate Sam Bankman-Fried is about to change that. And then finally, here's the last story. China bars brokers from opening offshore trading accounts. A state-backed fund also increased its shareholding in China's four biggest banks, a story from the Financial Times. China has barred brokers from opening offshore trading accounts for domestic investors and launched its first purchasing program targeting top bank shares since 2008 as capital outflows and foreign selling weigh on the country's markets. The China Securities Regulatory Commission ordered Chinese brokerages and their offshore subsidiaries to, quote, close all new account opening channels for domestic investors, unquote, seeking to invest in offshore markets, according to a notice dated September 28th, seen by the Financial Times. We appreciate your attentive audience for the John Lothian News Daily Update. Kindly think about sharing our podcast with your friends. Additionally, if you haven't already, we would be grateful if you could take a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Your reviews aid in introducing our content to new listeners. And if you haven't yet subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated. With respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.